The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
My name is Guthrie.
Guthrie's child is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Yeah, we back. Second half, Night Owl time. Night Owl time. What up, Night Owl? Let's go, Night Owl time. All you Night Owls, I hope you guys, the Night Owl crew is starting to increase, is getting bigger. The God Squad. You feel me? It's the God Squad. We holding it down. I love it, man. You guys are really coming through with it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are coming through with it. It used to be a small crew. Now it's getting bigger and bigger. Do we even know the amount of Night Owls there are? No, right? I don't think we know.
No, and also when we go private, whoever's previously in the room, they could still hang out and watch the show. They just can't comment. So it's probably still like, it weans off just because it's like thousands and thousands to hundreds and hundreds. But
okay, that's cool. It's late, but we're not doing
like
that.
Night Owls 12... alone, probably, I think we're up to 300 by now, so I assume like
that's
at least
that's fucking
at least a third
awesome. We used to
watching.
Be 10 of them motherfuckers. Now it's just getting
literally,
bigger and bigger.
The first couple of weeks, it was like three or four people during the night.
Now it's
like
three...
I could name people by name, and now it's like too many people.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful shit. Yo, we were just. You feel that shit, right? Yo, remember, check it out. This week is West Nyack. West Nyack, okay? That's Levity Live from the Thursday through Sunday. Thursday through Sunday. It's a two-man show because fuck a host. You get all the money. Fuck that. You do his half. He does his hot 30, 35, and I do a hot
hour and
700
a half.
Minutes. Fuck that. For what? We don't need a whole.
You don't smoke and you don't bomb for hours.
Period. We bring in that pain, boy. And another shout out to San Antonio. Thank you all for coming out, man. Y'all, thank you for coming out. And I mean that 100%. I brought that shit to you. And even the bouncers, all them cats were like, oh, man, hey.
That's how they look.
They were like this. God.
Yeah.
They go, I'm going to be looking at it with a different eye now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking at comedy with a different fucking eye.
When the staff goes.
Oh, okay.
Because let me tell you.
Shit.
The staff seen everything.
Yes. All of it.
All the fraudulence.
Yes.
All of the trash. They see everything. So when they don't have to compliment you.
No.
So when they come,
you know they're telling everyone the next week, like, this dude sucked.
Yeah. when they come in the room, they make a trip in the room to go, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
I was getting, you know what was great? You know what was really great? When I was getting introduced and people were already standing up for me. When they were, I was eating shit. They were standing up.
Oh, yeah.
They
when
were,
you came in.
Man, when they called my name. They were like, yeah, like that was awesome. I had the Mexican cats.
Because here's the thing. With that kind of, like, you're a fucking maniac anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I've opened for everybody. And when we used to talk about this, you hit somebody with a hot 25.
I give you hot 30, 35.
Yeah, you give me a hot 35. But you come off, and then you look at the headline, and you go, yeah, well, this the last time I'm gonna work. And I give Godfrey a hot 35, and he's like, yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. You see Dante comes up there, does his 30 minutes, and it's wonderful creation of comedy sculpted into a beautiful, kind of comedy statue, chiseled and built sort of like Picasso. And guess what? It's coming after Picasso. Now you have Rembrandt, I bring my brush, but it's a little bigger, and I paint a bigger picture with more colors. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I'm just saying, it's like, there's a guy that was on my, I did a YouTube live before I got here.
Yeah.
And YouTube Live's getting good. I think I can hear you guys.
It might be through the plexiglass. Oh, my apologies. I'll be quiet.
That's all right. So the dude was like, man, you know what? I saw your show. You inspired me to do comedy. And I said this.
What'd you say?
I inspired you because you love the art of comedy and not because there's a lot of fucking bums on the mic and you think it's easy.
Yeah.
Because I said, and he goes, damn, nigga, no. I was like, no, dude, I'm not putting you down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this grind is real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this grind is real. I'm not lying to you.
No.
And you guys will sit there going, man, you've been doing it. How come?
And many a funny guy has been like, yeah, I'm out.
I know some dudes that quit. They stopped. Or some that got depressed, some killed themselves.
Some of them just float out. Come in on a hobby tip.
But the grind is real.
Yeah.
When you come to New York City, you guys will see how real the grind is. That's what I love about New York. People see us jumping from club to club to club, running downstairs, up, down, you're next, bop. They literally see the what goes on, the goings on.
Did you ever have somebody that rolled with you?
Like
when you was bunched, well, not now, because like you particularly worked the cellar, but like when you was
working,
and after two shows, they tired.
I remember being with some chicks, and they'll be like, I want to come with you, and I said,
right.
I start at 7.
Yeah.
And end at 2-3 a.m.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh.
Yeah.
And they're asleep on the fucking chair. And hold my stuff. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You actually see the goings-ons in New York, the real grind.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, we're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the next day. So fuck that. It's not, I'm saying, and I said, hey, I'm not discouraging. I mean, first of all, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't own comedy.
Right.
But if you're asking me a question, and I love that you got inspired because probably you said, man, I would like to be that good. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Because for me.
I hope that wasn't it.
I hope, because for me, I was inspired when I saw Tommy Davidson come to our school.
Mm.
Eddie Murphy. My heroes are Murphy.
Mm.
Jackie Gleason, Johnny Carson, Richard Pryor, Godfrey Cambridge, you know, Red Fox, Paul, I'm talking about Jonathan Winters.
Yeah.
When Carol Burnett, you're watching.
Pat Cooper.
Pat Cooper. Shecky Green. Let me tell you something. I was doing some little golf tournament shit, bullshit, for Jay Feely, who was a quarterback for the Jets, whatever. It was in Florida, little Jewish, like, little community, whatever. And Freddie Roman was on stage.
Oh, wow.
Old school Catskill Jewish comic.
Really?
Straight murder.
Really?
He was so fucking funny.
Wow.
I had to go up after that shit. It was the weirdest shit. I had to go up after. I did all right. But he was just seasoned.
Yeah.
And it was old, rich, Jewish money.
Yeah.
And he was.
And he knows.
And I was laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this old cat is hilarious. Like, he was telling stories.
Yeah.
It was such skill and just dope. Like, it's, man. That's what I come from, watching those guys. Yeah. I said, I want to be as good as that. I want to move around like Art Carney and how amazing he was. And come on. Like, So that's when I got into comedy, was because I said, I know I'm going to be different. I'm going to be very different. I'm going to be different. That's one of the main reasons. I go, there's a lot of funny dudes, but I'm going to be different. My angle's going to be different because I got so much smart shit to talk about. I got shit that I know a lot of these motherfuckers ain't going to fuck with. Yeah. And then that was one of the main reasons.
Yeah.
Because I was going to stand out. And, you know, being original and standing out sometimes make it a little harder for you.
Yeah.
But I can't help that. I'm not built to be regular.
You can't do what you can do.
I'm not built.
You can't. You ain't a dick rider. So
you can't
hook up with a motherfucker and ride his coattail to start. You can't. You don't even have that in you.
I can't.
Because when you do that, I always call this the get the coffee dude. When you sign up to be the get the coffee dude, you got to get the coffee.
Yeah.
And if you got somebody who's arrogant or he will feel he had a rough night because he's arguing with his wife, you got to deal with his shit.
Yeah.
And you better stay in your place.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you won't work.
Yeah. Word up. So I say, go do that. Do the comedy thing, but know about this grind, buddy. And you doing it once a week ain't going to work. I take it from me. I'm in these streets, man.
Now,
currently, I have a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
At around 12 a.m.
Yeah.
While you sleep and go into your...
I got two tomorrow.
I'm just letting you know. We are in the streets.
Yeah.
Shit. We're like the cops that walk the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On foot. The cops on foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the only way you get good.
So
log in the minutes.
Right before we were talking about legislative shit, I want to bring up this Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
Fannie Willis trial. The Trump trial, because Trump is trying to take this lady down who's the DA. She's a district attorney of Georgia, of Atlanta. One of the first women to be in that position.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Her father, her pops is a lawyer. Pops a law guy. And I think she's from D.C.
I don't know where she's from, but I know Georgia's her thing. And the trial is the trial of
Fannie Willis.
I believe it might
show a picture of Fannie Willis. She's kind of cute.
I believe the trial is overturning the election.
She's cute. They want to make her like. They're trying to take her out of the whole case or something.
So do you know it? You know what the whole breakdown is on?
The breakdown is I know she was trying to take Trump down and Trump's team.
Well, she was appointed as a district attorney prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mike, check me if I'm right. I believe it's for the going to Georgia and asking for the 11,000 votes for trying to overturn the election, right?
She's a Fulton County District Attorney.
So right.
In the case, what's the case about?
The case, I believe, is Trump trying to overturn the election. Is that right?
Overturn the election.
He asked, because he called the Georgia governor and asked, I need you to find 11,000 more votes. Like he was pressuring him.
She's trying to stop that.
No, they're trying to prosecute him
For doing that.
Yeah. Am I right, Mike?
Let's see.
I'm looking at it. There's just more that came out today, so I'm only seeing articles about that, so I'm trying to find, like, the original.
I'm almost positive that's what it is. And so Trump's thing is always delay, 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 delay. What he's really trying to do is delay it so that he can get to the election. He can get to the election, and then he can pardon himself. Right, so he can pardon himself if he gets it. So she's prosecuting him, so all the 92 indictments, and come to find out, they just dropped another indictment. They're getting ready to drop another 30 on him.
On him, right?
Yeah, they're getting ready to drop another 30 joint on him.
Jesus Christ.
Because he did the same thing he did in Georgia. He did it in Minnesota. I think he did it in a couple other.
I remember there being voicemails of him talking to somebody. He was like, this doesn't look good. I feel like I won over there. Like, you should really make sure. Like, it would be bad if I didn't win over there. Like, saying stuff like that to try to.
Who is the other DA that said, did you see the speech she made? She goes, this criminal, this whatever.
Oh, that
like,
was
you can get, there's a, look, I want you to see her little end speech she talked about. It was cold. She was like, you can't go above the law. Yeah. You're a criminal. You're a this. You're a that. It's like she just threw bars in to end all that shit.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high, really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Well, okay, so Letitia James.
Yes.
But her case was the inflating of her. So what he would do was he would say his property, the property is worth.
Oh, when, like Lara Margo.
This is in New York specifically.
Okay. Yes. So, go ahead.
No, good. If you
that's $355 million that he owes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So he would say the property is worth this, so that he could get loans because his collateral would be larger.
Yes.
And then when it would go to pay taxes on it, he would diminish the property.
Right.
So he'd say it's worth $30 million, and then when the taxes came, he would be like, oh, it's only worth $12 million.
Mm.
So he didn't have to pay taxes on it because of that. And then when he would get – so he was able to defraud the banks to get more money,
right,
more capital. And so what they're trying to say is that it's a victimless crime, but it's fraud.
Yes, it's fraud.
It's fraud.
But that just sounds like shady real estate. Oh,
yes, but not at the extent, not to the degree that
of
he.
Of course, to the next level. Yeah, but it sounds like there might be a million people who are like, my house is worth this, but I'll say it's worth this.
Mike, I just sent this to you. I sent you the DM.
Letitia?
Letitia.
Black
women in law.
But we're also talking about, they say that he defrauded New York City for.
Okay.
Hundreds of millions.
Here we go. Now I want you to play.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. My message.
I didn't give him money in a contract.
No, I thought it's okay. There was enough. Is
that's
that
what
it?
She sent
those are the two. Okay.
No, there's five videos total.
Let's see. I thought she had another thing. Ah, damn. Because she had another one too. It was so
my
good.
My message.
But that.
This here, is this it? Maybe pull this.
Let's see.
Yeah,
this has been served.
Oh, yeah.
Today we prove that no one is above the law. No matter how rich, powerful, or politically connected you are, everyone must play by the same rules. We have a responsibility to protect the integrity of the marketplace. And for years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Mm. Woo! She's cold as shit. $350 million. Yeah. He can't practice for 3 years. He can't do any real estate, no nothing for 3 years. And his punk ass son, his punk ass kids, all them motherfuckers,
they sit your bitch asses down.
Yep. And his sons are dickheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
They dickheads because, you know, long time ago, Donald Trump Jr., one of them got thrown out the cellar.
Really?
Because he was heckling and shit. They threw that bastard out the cellar. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
He was in page six in New York.
Nice.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah, but, yo, that's what's going down.
So Fannie was prosecuting him for trying to steal the election, trying to steal the votes, which basically is disenfranchising voters. Stealing the votes, which is exactly what the Republicans are accusing the Democrats of.
Yes.
That the election was stolen. And so he pressured the Georgia governor to get to he. I need you to find 11,000 votes because this is not fair, and things could happen. And basically, he did some gangster shit and tried to threaten him. And he says, "We've done the count. This is not the case." Whatever. And then they press charges on him because you're not supposed to call the president. The president's not supposed to call you and tell you to find 11,000.
But Donald Trump calls you. It's Donald Trump.
He called himself. Like, he didn't get somebody to send a message.
He's like a 5-year-old. He just goes, deep, 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 high. Are you the vote, man? Yeah, they're being unfair. Yeah, dude, that shit.
And it wasn't we're being unfair. We need to get what you need to do is find 11,000 more folks.
So this now that Fannie Willis is, you know, now he sent his team over to counteract what she's doing. Now they got cases on her about her having an affair with one of her lawyer guys.
The claim
like
that would discount her from the... So, first of all, they're trying to stall it. Second of all, they want to get her thrown off as the DA so that it would stall the case because they would have to find another DA.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, what they're trying to say is that she enriched herself financially by putting the dude on who she was smashing as the team.
Spent money on
him,
shit like that with their money.
Which even if she spent money on him,
who cares?
That the point is that she's supposed to be enriching herself.
Right.
When all the things, only enriching what she was getting was that dick.
Was getting that DA sample dick in that ass. That's DA, boy. She was getting that district dick. That dick strict. He's a dick strict attorney. I'm just trying to say, let's get the words right. Fannie Wilson was getting that dick strict attorney.
She was turning all right.
She was turning. She got
was
that
twisting and turning.
She got that dick strict attorney. Let me say that to the congregation one more time.
Uh-huh.
She was getting that dick strict. Fannie Wilson. Fannie was getting that Fannie smack.
Ooh-wee. 5 minutes away from Trump contacting you, like, you gotta come to court with me.
It's like that. Godfrey, I saw your podcast. Very good description of Fannie Wilson. She's a criminal. She was getting the dick strict. Very funny. Yo. She was getting the. I don't even know if we have some like short footage of her being questioned because she's holding her own.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's like, I have my tax, and this lady that's questioning her is like, but you, that's a lot. You lying? Why are you asking me these lies?
She also her girl turned on her.
Fanny's
ex-friend.
They paid the bitch
and said, oh, she was. She said the friend said that the dude.
They
was living with her, which he wasn't.
And?
But
she lied. They paid her.
Well, here's the thing.
Black folks, what I tell you? Hold on. What the fuck did I tell you? I told you. Black folks just never hate. Ooh, I tell you. Something is wrong. White people don't do that.
Well, let's be honest. Remember the chick was fucking in the OJ trial. The white chick was fucking the black dude.
Oh, fucking Darden, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she was smashing. They were smashing. But see, here's the thing. Lawyers working on cases, someone's going to fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? You're overnight.
Because you're questioned, you're there.
You're in your pajamas, and then you start dancing to just like that old rock and roll. It don't matter, just soothe the soul. I'm not a man about the days of old. You're like in your pajamas. Oh, you got all your court shit on.
Fannie Williams was dancing to Marvin Gaye. She was doing. She was
definitely... You know why I said Tom Cruise? Because in A Few Good Men, remember they were all hanging out?
Yeah.
Kevin Pollak and Demi. So they were just like going over a case. Yeah. He had the baseball bat.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So yeah, when people fucking each other in the same vocation, that they're around each other. It's other teachers fucking teachers. Yeah, the pastor fucking some of the clergy, you know, some of the people in the members of the church. If you're in proximity
T.D.
with people.
T.D. Jakes fucking the kid.
Getting swallowed. T.D. Jakes getting swallowed. You ever been swallowed? Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
They have to prove that she has financially enhanced herself by putting him on the thing. And what happened is they didn't start fucking until after. Now, mm-hmm. I have mixed feelings about this. Number one, the way they're going at her is very, this is a black woman, she's sexually, they're digging into it.
Yeah, they have to. That's the angle they need.
Yeah.
It could have been a white girl prosecuting it. He don't like anybody. Yeah. It could have been a white girl doing it. So he gonna be like, okay, fine, they're trying their best.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to find a way to derail this shit.
The girl's asking, but yo, but when did you have sex? But no, when did you have the relationship? But when did you, and she goes, what do you mean?
Are you
like, when? And one time, she's catching him. That's the wrong question. You lie. No, that's not true. Here's my,
But you also have the angry black women trope.
Of course.
So now because she's standing up for herself, she's being the angry black woman who's not, how could she speak like this? I heard on the right, a lot of them was like, just the way she was so disrespectful and she was she was just so aggressive. And meantime, Trump is in, when he was at trial, that didn't happen.
Rosie O'Donnell's a fat pig.
Only funny. Rosie O'Donnell.
This is another lie. He's just,
but
he was
stand up for yourself in court. Whoa, this bitch is going crazy.
Yo, he, so they had to check him. You know, they were going to censor him and hold him in contempt because he kept going.
That's funny as shit.
It's all a lie.
That's not true, liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Look at Hillary.
Nose is long like a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
He was
nose is
throat.
Long like a telephone. And he's like this. Whatever. I don't hear
I'm
you.
I'm rubber.
Whatever. Sticks and stones.
That's exactly.
May no, break my bones.
He reverted back to high school.
Old McDonald had a farm.
He got up and left.
Listen, old little Donald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, there were a lot of liars. E-I-E-I-O. With a liar here and a liar there. Here a liar, there a liar, everywhere a liar, liar.
Oh, God.
Old McDonald had a farm. What if he could sing? E-I-E-I-O.
Now, here's the other part. She knew that if she, they're looking for a reason. Why do this when you know they're going to come at you for every little thing? Well, so I have a mixed thing about it. You knew that you had to be, okay.
But did she know she was going to be on this case? This is what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
No, you said the girl, why is she smashing the dude? I'm saying it's her life. I mean, did she know she was going to be going against Donald Trump? I think she was fucking this guy before.
No.
She knew?
No, she hired him and
for the Trump thing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't before.
But my thing is this, man. That's her business. We are adults, man.
Yeah.
And she's kind of fly.
She's a kid.
Fuck what you talking about. And the brother, I was like, oh, he smashed. Yeah. He was like, what was she talking about?
You don't have any receipts at all? He's like, let me see. No.
I was giving her the dick strict, so I'm not really sure. I was hitting that shit. Let me see what this is. She bought a new mattress, and that was when I was hitting that shit with the dick.
Yeah, she said, well, when did the relationship end? She goes, well,
we're still friends.
Men are different than women. Yeah. Men feel that the relationship, as soon as the physical part of it ends, women are, it wasn't over for me until we had the talk.
Yeah, she's like, he's still smashing. He's like this, I'm still smashing.
He was amazing.
Was he great?
Fucking witness. He laughed and smiled.
Oh, did he?
He didn't fucking.
Bro, he knew their trick. They knew the tricks. And she was so ready. Her body
she was mad. She was
or
mad.
She's very mad because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But she's like this.
Yeah. It's a lie.
Yeah. It's like, what? Can I go? Can I leave? Yeah. Hey, you have any questioning?
Oh, you got it all.
Just a piece of it. Just to watch her. Just to watch her in that pink dress. Just to watch Fannie Willis in that pink dress.
Prosecute me.
I just want to be Execute, prosecute. You're cute. You can prosecute. She's a prosecutie. We're making words out of nothing. She's a prosecutie. That's what I say.
She's a litigation.
You're right, right. You know what DA stands for? Damn, all right. Damn, all right.
Thinking that ass. Yeah, oh. She got.
Yo, you got anything? There you go. Oh,
got some of her ready.
So as soon as right, you heard that Mr. Wade was done testifying, that's when you just assumed you would be the next witness?
It only makes sense.
Did you listen to any of the testimony?
I've been in my office pacing, ma'am.
Did you listen to any of the arguments?
I did hear the arguments this morning. It's ridiculous to me that you lied on Monday, and yet here we still are. And I did listen to that argument.
All right, so that was it. Just the argument, no testimony.
Right, I listened to the argument this morning where Adam Abadi, I thought, did an excellent job pointing out how dishonest you were with the court on Monday. And I'm actually surprised that the hearing continued. But since it did, here I am.
Great. So let's talk about, first let's just talk about what you did in preparation for today. Did you meet with Mr. Wade at all? Did you meet with Mr. Wade and talk to him about the motion that I filed to disqualify you?
On January, his first January motion?
Yes.
Look how she's holding it.
Talked about, I probably had some choice words about some of the things that you said.
I like her, man.
So
I like her.
It was a conversation. As you know, Mr. Wade is a Southern gentleman. Me, not so much.
You had a conversation with him.
I didn't have a substantive conversation.
You did not.
I read this motion, skimmed it more of.
When people
so,
know their law.
And I've probably said some choice things to him about some of the lies they were told.
You know, she's been practicing law. She's little. Because, yeah, pops.
You know, it used to be in a day and time where you had 60 minutes and people did stories and they verified information, and you had this great reporting. But it seems today that a lawyer writes a lie, and then it's printed for all of the world.
Bunch of clowns.
Well,
she's
I just
fantastic.
Want to make sure that you answer the question all. I asked. So
got,
my question
now,
was,
can you show her father on trial? Just a little clip of her father. So what she was saying was that my dad always told me to keep cash in the house.
Right.
In case there's emergencies, right?
Right.
And there's two things I want to see. When you see that him, so they bring him up because, yeah, I think that's, it's real short.
Or okay. Left the
that's
house that she owned.
He's a lawyer, too.
Yeah.
Did she
yeah.
say anything to you
she
about having
everything.
A large savings of cash?
Oh, no, she, oh, no. See, maybe, excuse me, and Your Honor, I'm not trying to be racist, okay? But it's a black thing, okay? You know,
it's not being racist.
I was trained, and most black folks, they hide cash or they keep cash. And I trained. You always keep some cash because.
Now,
right, right.
But why is that? But first of all,
survival.
He's apologizing.
Yeah.
For just saying what the truth is.
It's like, that's not even
but
racist.
This is what I'm saying about the white gaze.
Yeah.
It's like, as we generations, we're getting to the point where we stop giving a fuck about what the judge.
And it's good that we're getting there.
Right, but he's old school.
But
he's apologizing.
But he wasn't even being racist. He was out of context.
No,
saying,
no.
But I know what he meant. It's
right.
A black. You're not being racist. We keep money.
And even if it was a black, even
you,
if it was,
you keep we keep money in case you fuckers do stupid shit
exactly.
to us. We want to have money as an emergency in case you're burning a cross on our fucking
in case
lawn.
You're coming in our house, we got money to get out.
We can get out. Go fuck yourself.
And that's a black thing because of the conditions that black people, you got to have cash on you because you ain't got time to go to the cash machine.
Exactly.
When the sheets come.
When the sheets come, you got to have money. This is all survival shit. And it's like, and so what? I got money in the house. That's advice that your parents are giving you.
Yeah.
You're trying to act like it's a crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just
why would you have cash?
He's like, it's a black thing.
It's a black thing because you motherfuckers will come and murder me.
Thank you for that question because white folks are unfucking trustworthy. That's why. Gotta have cash, especially for a situation
here,
like this.
It says here black people couldn't get credit cards until 1970. They had to do a Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Until 1970. And this dumb bitch don't know that law, does she?
First I looked when could you get bank accounts, but that's in the 1800s. but it was a response to slavery. It was like,
right.
A,
but all of this shit
now,
is
what if he had
the little
what if
money
he,
you had is what that was.
What if he said that? What if he said, I don't know if you noticed or not, but black people couldn't get credit cards. Yeah. Until the 1970s.
That would
and
be
so we,
amazing.
Oh, my God. How beautiful.
She would be like this. That's all, folks.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
But in the same sense, you know they coming at you. Fuck this nigga after the trial.
Right.
It's you like, didn't. This is all self.
Yeah.
You know, this is self-inflicted.
But it's
I also
like, I think
get what you're saying.
I think she'll get through it.
Oh, yes.
But it's like we're adults. What does that have to do with him fucking having these felonies? What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
What does my sexual shit have to do with my brains and my smart? I'm going to take this bastard down, plain and simple.
Also, all of the legal experts are saying none of this has to do with the fact that he called this guy up and tried to squeeze him for 11,000 votes.
No matter
how much dick I got. Who was blowing my back out?
Dick strict.
Dick blew my back out. How much he blew my back out on the mattress that I hide my money in. It, none of that matters.
He fucked me on top of the money. And she's just hot.
Oh, Benjamin.
And she's smart. She's fly. And I hope she's going to get out of this. And that corny bitch that's she's corny.
Yeah.
She ain't as smart as she is, and she's like, but you said this over here.
Now you know
that. But hold on, you said this here. Shut up.
The chick who went against Alina Harbor went against Letitia James. That cost the she was the one that went on the PBD podcast.
PBD.
Patrick Bed, whatever
the fuck. Yeah.
Israeli dude, which
he was hardcore dude. Yeah.
Pyramid scheme made his millions with a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But she went on, they asked her, what would you rather be, smart or pretty? And she was like, pretty, of course, because you can always act like you're smart.
Right.
And she's the one that cost him the $350 million. And she lost the case, the defamation case, for $5 million, and then the one for $83 million for Trump raping.
The one that went against Letitia.
The one that he raped. Yeah. So this is the...
Sit down. Don't fuck with...
She lost twice.
Don't fuck with black law.
Yeah, especially when you... Yeah.
You know, Johnny Cochran never lost.
Yeah.
Since the 60s. Never lost. Yeah. That's why when he was going to go reparations against America, all of a sudden he died.
Awful.
He died and shit. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of that shit, Asians... are complaining about affirmative action.
Well, they're not complaining no more.
Not anymore.
Because they overturned it.
So now they're happy that it's gone.
Now they're upset.
But they fucked themselves.
They're upset because they're getting fucked because of the...
Listen, it's getting real goofy now. Asian Americans, and a lot of times when you see Asian people complaining about like affirmative action, they're talking about black folks. Mm. They hate to see... It's so funny. I remember as simple as Starbucks. I come into the Starbucks and I get my drink first. And a white person's like, I'm like, I was here before you. I'm getting my drink. Mm. As if I can't be black and get my drink before you.
No.
Yeah, I have a chai latte. It's mine. Mm. Wait, it's like it their privilege gets to where it's that simple situation. How dare you? Like what? Why do they get that?
Oh, this is great. This is a great end. So
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, why are you mad because I got my drink first? It's the white privilege seeps into every fucking nook and cranny of social dynamics and it gets fucking annoying. And it's the same shit.
And then you want to deny that it is.
Right. And then these Asians, like every Asian isn't doing this. These Asians that are bitching about colleges, you're mad at black people. You're mad that black people are getting in. And fuck this. White folks shit on you guys back in the day. You guys couldn't get.
Still do.
Thank you.
People love Asians now.
But the problem is there's a lot of white guys that love Asian women and fetishize them, so they think they're in, first off. And another thing is, it's like, yo, they treated y'all
like
what? Building the railroads
recently?
Yeah. I mean, and then you got the nerve to think that black folks, first of all, black folks building all these fucking universities, by the way, so they should automatically be going in there. They should be automatically be given free fucking education because they built those fucking universities. Do you know that?
And the White House.
And the fucking White House. So all that, everything for African Americans should be fucking tax free. Fuck that. If you really break it down, you got a lot of nerve. And so I'm like, I can just tell the way they're talking because they're the model minorities, by the way.
Right.
So they don't even, they're so.
Explain that.
Model minorities. Bruce Lee said this in the 70s, in the 60s, my fault. He said, you notice that white people really loved us in San Francisco because we were the model minorities. We didn't complain.
Right.
We knew our place.
Right.
So that's why. But black folks, and by the way, Bruce Lee's first student was a black man. He would hang out with black dudes in San Fran. And he goes, I noticed that black people were more rebellious. Black people actually spoke up. And Asians would keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't say much.
Right.
And white folks like that.
Yeah.
Look at them. They like that's their the degradation. Model. They like that. Take your fucking subservient position.
Were you telling me in Nashville that there was like a problem with Asian pilots crashing because they didn't want to speak up when they were about to crash?
That's why it was in that. It's in that book, Tipping Point, where a Korean Air was crashing. There were a lot of crashes, and then. You know, American Air Aviation, they had to go in and see what the fuck is going on. So they had to ride with these guys.
Right.
And they noticed when.
And observed them.
When the captain, the senior captain was either sleepy or whatever, and they were not at a right altitude, the young captain, because he's older, wouldn't say shit.
Right. He knows better.
And then they would be like, hey, wake his ass up and tell this motherfucker we need to go higher or we're going to run into that mountain.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do that. It's about life.
And they would do that at the behest of crashing the planes, not speaking up.
Not speaking up just to show.
How
like,
symbolic of that? I will stay quiet and die.
That's that kamikaze shit.
Bro.
But they changed it and said, this is the turning point was like, you got to let him tell you. It's a team thing. There's people's lives at stake. And then they stopped crashing.
Yeah.
That was the tipping point.
So it's funny because I just finished this book. I turned you on. I just sent you.
Cast.
So can you bring that up just so they can see it? Cast is this book by Isabel Wilkerson, The Origins of Our Discontent. Another life-changing book. It literally talks about how America isn't. So, you know, like, too bad Vishnu's not here.
Vishnu just texted me. Hey, bro. Are you at the village? It's podcast day, dummy. Hey, bro.
There's three major caste systems in the history. One is India. Two is Nazi Germany.
Okay.
And three is America.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, in India, their belief system is based on Hinduism, that the god from his head came the Brahmins. The Brahmins is the royal.
Right.
And then there's each level is lower than, and the Dalits are the untouchables, which is the lowest level, right?
Right.
So... and all of that is based on this divine understanding of what the creator did.
Yep.
And it's based on hereditary.
Right.
So when you read this book, what she talks about is that America is actually a caste system that ultimately is just held together by race. That it's a caste system because what makes you the Dalits of America or the untouchables of America is your heritage, your relationship to the descendants of slaves.
Yes.
And there's no open mobility of that. Then because white or black as a construct is fluid.
Yes.
So there was a time when Italians weren't considered white, when Greeks weren't considered white. And so they've always been able to adjust that based so that they can maintain the majority. What the problem is, which just made so much sense to me, when we've been bitching about this or talking about this, how immigrants come and treat black people, it's
like
because
shit.
Black people are the untouchables of this country based on the fact that we're descendants of slaves, and there's no matter what level of success or monetary success you have, you are still untouchable no matter what.
Yeah. That's a good book. I want to read that book, Cass. That is a great fucking book. And Here's another thing, because Kim, my ex, who's a fantastic, who went to Rutgers when it was more Ivy League.
Right.
She said, I showed her that Asian about Asians complaining about, you know, basically black people. She goes, they're fucking out of their goddamn minds because it's the legacy, the white students.
47%.
Our legacy. White students get in because of legacy, not even their test scores. Which, it's the legacy
which is
shit.
Exactly what we speak about Cass.
And right, and they try to bring it, blame it on black people getting it, but it's the white ones that you ain't fucking talking to because you too goddamn scared because you think they're the best.
Right.
They're the ones, the white kids that aren't even that smart.
Yeah.
That are getting in because they mama or their grandfather or they sent money
and
to that school.
Mama was dumb.
Right.
Their daddy was dumb.
They know they're not going to win that fight, though.
Right. But it's funny how they go, the blacks are getting in. First of all.
Is it 42 or 47%?
I think it's 47. Like it's the legacy, white legacy families that are fucking taking up all
but
your
nobody's
shit.
Nobody's talking about that when it comes to affirmative action.
Right. And then to top it off, there are black students that are smarter than you, that beat you in the test.
Yes.
They whooped your ass. Mm. There's a lot of Africans stomping you into the fucking ground. Yeah. Don't try that shit. Listen, as far as like people getting in because of the race, that's white folks' fault. Yeah. You were that fucked up to black people. You didn't let us read.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting in. Let us in because that's how the fuck you got in. And another thing, too, remember, these Ivy League schools were opened up by these white, rich motherfuckers that said, hey, I'm starting a school.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Let's get in. It's like Yale. Yale was opened up by this guy, Uhaley, who was like, he helped a guy that was having, he had a school. The guy said, my school, I don't think I can run it anymore. And this dude, you think it's Uhaley guy, said, all right, I got some money. Fuck it. Mm. Put my name on it. And I'll give you the money to keep it running. Mm. It was all like favors and shit. Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So all that bullshit, think about Harvard, John Harvard.
Yeah.
90-something, it's the oldest, I think, of all of them.
Built by slaves.
Built. They got a statue on a Harvard yard of these slaves, like, holding up this thing. I saw it in the Harvard yard. I saw it, Bobby, right after the hockey game.
Wicked good construction here.
Yeah, really good construction there, Bobby, from the South. Are you a Southie or are you from the way you're from? Hey, I'm Roxbury. Fuck out of here. So all that shit. And another thing, too, by the way, is black talent is the reason why half you fuckers matriculate to a lot of these universities. It's the football and the basketball championships that you see. All that money coming
millions
in.
Millions of dollars.
Asian students. Yeah, you got
the coaches get paid more than the teachers. By far.
And you got your new chemistry lab because Derek dunked and won the championship, you bitch. And remember, there's Asian students that are brilliant, that get in the fair way, and there are black students that get in, and it's the fair way, and there's a lot of us. Get the fuck out of here, and I'm going to tell you, all those athletes, those black athletes, most of this shit is done by black athletes. I'm not taking anything, but it's mainly black
dudes. Of course,
dudes,
I mean, it's 80.
Bringing in millions of dollars.
Which they're only getting a piece of it now because of the likeness and now they're just starting to make money.
Because the NCAA was evil as fuck. Even in the 50s, they were evil. So you got your lab, you got that film school, that new wing on your university because of black talent. Mm. So shut the fuck up. Shut up, Asian community that is complaining about black students because you think you're slick.
Well, here's
Here's
the other thing. The whenever somebody talks about affirmative action, the way it's framed is if you have racial quotas, that's not what diversity and inclusion is. It is to allow qualified educational prospects who happen to be of African American descent to to have an opportunity to apply and to be a part of the campus. It doesn't mean that they're not qualified. It just means it was to diversely reach out to other races and give other people an opportunity because of legacy, because of the nepotism that exists in, because white folks are going to look out for white folks.
That's what they're going to do. And, you know, you look out for your own, and I get it. But, yeah, this whole – and I just watching the video of the Asian –
You want to do the – which one you want to do?
Wait, the video?
I sent him the
video. Send that shit.
He already got
it. It's like a 10-minute video. You want me to just
– No, play a little bit. Don't play too much. Yeah.
Just prep me a little bit.
I just want to get this over with, okay?
Promise I'm not being –
Wait, what's going? Oh, this is what. Oh, the
fear of not like going to an Ivy League at that point is that I was wondering who would know my school if I don't attend an Ivy League. When I'm going to an employer into an interview and they're asking me, "What school did you go to?" and they don't recognize the school, there was a fear in my head that, you know, I'd had to explain myself more, that I'd have to prove myself more. And I think, me being an Asian American already, I already have so much I need to prove. I don't want to have more to prove that I'm capable of that.
Yeah.
Ivy Leagues are notorious for their hyper-selectivity and low acceptance rates of just 4 to 10% annually. Since the 1970s, students and education reform activists have alleged that universities use unfair admissions practices, particularly around how they consider race. Affirmative action, or race-conscious admissions policies, was put in place after the 1964 Civil Rights Act in an effort to integrate populations that had been historically excluded.
Yeah.
Affirmative action, with the power of the federal government behind it, was able to encourage institutions to begin to show from year to year that they are enrolling African-American students in particular.
This created unprecedented education and employment opportunities for marginalized ethnic communities. And studies published in the early 1990s also indicated white women were benefiting from affirmative action the most.
Race-conscious admissions made a huge difference, especially for the most selective institutions.
Affirmative action has been a battleground topic since the 1970s and underwent reform due to several landmark federal court cases. The first case was filed against University of Washington Law School by a white student who was rejected and claimed the university prioritized less qualified students of color. Similar lawsuits filed by white students followed in 1978, 2003, and 2016.
They don't have to look like that, though. The Jesus Christ. They don't look like they're in college. They all look 90.
It's so good to see Mike ashamed of those white folks.
They look like photos from Forensic Files. And then her blood was found on the carpet. Yeah, but yeah, that's like, it's like, you know, enough already. Like I said, I think affirmative action should stay there.
It's gone.
No, it's gone, but it should have stayed.
And what year did it go?
Last year?
No, I think it's 2-3 years ago.
I thought it was last year.
See, when they
I thought it was like 2023.
You might be right, but let me.
And what's funny is Clarence Thomas so fucking
June
coon
2023.
2023. You're right.
And that coonin' ass Thomas got the nerve who actually got his bones on affirmative action. And got the nerve to take it away from people. It's just like school boards in the cities. Like some school boards are so horrible. Like a lot of these schools, like in New York and Chicago, horrible, horrible, horrible school boards. But my man, you got to play baseball. You got to do music. You got to play instruments. And now you cutting programs. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. All those school boards, those people that do that kind of shit, you are all pieces of shit to me, the ones that do that. But I praise the ones that do care about children, that do care about the programs that help us. Because they're cutting a lot of music programs, a lot of sports. Right. Wherever black people can strive, they've been cutting a lot of that shit.
It's also directly connected. So the educational system is basically supported from the taxes of the real estate in the community.
Yeah.
So the community,
that zoning shit
right.
happens.
So when you created these ghettos, the ghettos then made the real estate, the value of the real estate
go
went down
right.
which was less capital, less taxes were collected for educational systems, which made the urban centers depressed and not being able to, the difference in they what they spend. Mike, can you look that up? What they spend per student in white neighborhoods as opposed to urban centers, the difference in the money per child.
Yeah, and they never have enough books. They never have enough this. The programs are cut. They barely can swim because they're the pools. They don't have swim. They hate us so much.
My older sister taught for 35 years, and every year she would bring the textbooks home, and my father and I would cut cardboard boxes and create new
covers.
Covers and recover them
so she could keep and the books. And they had to do that. In African countries, kids are sharing one book on the floor because they will do anything to but Africans are so resilient.
Yeah.
And you give and they know if you get
you give
black
them a fair
kid,
shot.
You give us a fair shot.
Yeah.
Sports was the biggest example of giving a black person a fair shot, and you saw what happened. Yeah. I don't give a fuck I think a white kid just won the dunk contest again.
Yeah, a little Irish kid.
I still don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You ain't taking basketball from us.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
Yeah.
Good for you. That was cute. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You ain't taking that shit from us. It's a wrap.
He's also not a factor in the NBA.
Not at all. Good for you.
I mean, dunk's good when nobody's on him, but that doesn't matter.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
But that's it. I'm just saying, and it's not me. This is not talking about superiority or any of that shit. It's just talking about unfairness.
You're also talking about inferiority because nobody's saying that white dudes are inferior.
No, not at all.
What we're defending is the fact that black people are not inferior.
Right.
So the when Never you talk about that whole book, the casting is you have these people, African Americans are considered the lowest of the caste, and then there are certain attributes applied to them based on racial animus. So you're supposed to be less intelligent, more fidgety, more sexual, more criminal, more all of these things which is based in nothing other than stereotypes,
nothing.
Which is interesting because they'll change. You know, at first, when you talk about before slavery, they were like, but blacks are the best for slaves because they're agreeable and they're dumb animals who can just follow directions. And then when you freed them, they were violent and savages.
So you
changed the narrative.
That's just what they do. They can't help it. But I'm glad this was a good conversation. And you know what? As we close this, guess what? The historians rank the worst presidents from best to worst.
Really?
I want to see this one because I think all of them were damn near horrible.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Do you guys want to take guesses first on who's the best, who's the worst?
I would say the worst would be
Woodrow Wilson.
Nixon.
And who do you think's the best? I want you each to make before I say.
I think they're going to say Lincoln is the best.
I think they're going to say. Fuck. Shit. The best. Roosevelt.
Close. Roosevelt fourth. And then what did you say, Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Lincoln's number one.
Or Lincoln's one.
FDR,
not Teddy. Hell no. But
FDR's number two then, yeah.
FDR's two?
Wow. Oh, good. So you guys guessed one and two.
Franklin Delano, because he had some programs that were pretty, you know. They were pretty cool, you know, even though all of them. And his wife was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Eleanor Roosevelt was probably one going, yo.
She's the Tuskegee.
She flew with the Tuskegee Airmen. She was like a Princess Diana.
Yeah.
You know, she did shit. She was very fair and really cared about people.
At the worst, I would say Woodrow Wilson, but.
Because he was a Klan member.
Because, but he was a horrible president. But I would say, in my opinion, Ronald Reagan was the worst for me because Ronald Reagan broke the unions. He left the hostages.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Until he got elected. Yeah.
And through the Ronald Reagan's the biggest drug dealer in the history of drug dealers. He's the one that dealt drugs through Nicaragua with the Sandinistas.
Yeah.
They were selling weapons to Iran. They were moving drugs, taking the cocaine, bringing the cocaine, which is the whole crack epidemic. And he did it in U.S. planes, in Air Force planes.
So who was the worst?
So you said Wilson and Reagan were your guesses.
I said Nixon.
That's 15 and 16, respectively. Nixon is... Where is Nixon? Nixon's toward the bottom. Where is he? 35 for
okay.
Nixon.
Wow.
So the last one, and I guessed this immediately. Trump, obviously, is who they're going to vote.
Oh, really?
He's voted the worst.
Really?
Not saying I do or don't believe it, but like
he ain't got shit on Nixon.
Trump. Like that's kind of just
But that's
10 years that might not be the case. Nixon but right
was
now,
a Trump is just like a dick.
Well, he did try to overturn the
But Nixon, that Vietnam, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah,
you got to watch that documentary on the Nixon phone call.
I mean, nobody's more criminal than Trump.
Okay, right, cool.
He also is a convicted rapist.
Yeah,
I mean, a couple of presidents are.
Please. How about Thomas Jefferson? Thomas Jefferson. How about Thomas Jefferson?
Jefferson's five.
Wow.
And Woodrow Wilson actually watched DFW's Birth of a Nation. He allowed DFW to show that fucked up movie about the Klan. And people dressed in blackface and making black people criminal. He let them fucking show that at the White House.
Woodrow Wilson was what number?
What was he? 15?
Like right in the middle. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're like a top third.
Wow. Woodrow Wilson.
See, if you want, you pull this, I have the list right here if you
who
want.
Who was?
I can't even see that shit.
So Trump is the worst.
Trump's the worst. You want me to just list
Yeah, go. 10? Let's go.
Top 10. Number 10 is Kennedy. 9, Lyndon B. Johnson. Eisenhower. Number 7, Obama. 6, Truman. 5, Jefferson, then Roosevelt, Washington, Roosevelt, Lincoln.
Oh. 2 Roosevelts.
Wow.
Is it both Roosevelts?
Yeah, Teddy and FDR on top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
And the bottom 5, we already said Trump, and then 44, Buchanan.
Yeah.
Buchanan.
43, Johnson, 42, Pierce, and 41, Harrison.
Pierce, wow. Those guys, you know, you barely remember those guys. Pierce and Buchanan.
That's great. I mean, he is the most criminal.
Yeah.
And he did try to overturn the government.
Yeah, well.
Also, like I said, it's current scholars who made this. They're current historians, and everyone just like hates. So like, even if half of the people love Trump and said he's the best president, at least half of them were saying this is the worst president we've ever had.
Wow.
So, like,
but here's the thing.
Down his average for sure.
To tie this all in a bow, but Trump got sneakers, though. How about that? Let's show them sneakers,
in
though.
In stores on Tuesday. Yeah,
how's Buchanan sneakers?
Yeah, let's see some sneakers.
They got
sneakers.
A bow on them,
hell,
a buckle.
Yeah. You got the new Trumps, boy. Trump got sneakers, boy. Fuck out of here, man. Show us that fucking... Ah! Woo! Yeah!
And they got a T on the side.
And I ain't gonna lie, them shits don't look that bad.
Let me tell you something. Send us a pair.
They don't look that bad, though.
No, I had one that went for $9,000.
Dude. Yeah, I've seen just like on average they're going for like $2,000 or $3,000 now.
They sold out, I heard.
He did it at first off to be a former president releasing your sneaker at Philly Sneaker Con.
Dude, that is he's so funny.
So trash.
He goes, I just want to say that a lot of the African American community knows I came out with a sneaker. Came out called Kanye West. Said, you have Yeezys. I want to make a sneaker. Kanye West gave me advice. And millions of people said, you should do a sneaker. Because a sneaker, let me tell you, I have a new slogan, Jump for Trump. And African Americans should definitely give me their votes because I made a sneaker. You guys will fight over sneakers. But I have plenty of sneakers for you, so there's no shootings like Michael Jordan. Shame on you. And they're in gold. Black people love gold.
I had a pair.
Jump for Trump. Jump for Trump.
Uptowns. They came in, like Air Force Ones in gold, and they were limited edition gold and silver. Looked just like those.
Oh, yeah. They
metallic.
He just painted some over shit. They still look like regular sneaks.
Put the flag on
but
it.
But he sold out. That motherfucker is it. Look
How
at
many
that.
Did he sell, Mike?
I like them shits.
I don't know, let me look. But yeah, again, it was at Philly Sneaker Con.
Dude, don't you have gold boots as a cue? You can use them shits.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
No, I don't.
I, I'll go get some. I'll spray paint some boots first.
That them shits is yeah. that those shits don't look that bad. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Dumb flag on the back.
The flag, of course, and you know they like all of them got them. I'm buying me some Trumps now, man. See all these hillbillies playing ball.
How many did they sell? I'm like.
It doesn't say, it just says sold out, and they originally sold for $400. So anything more than that that you're seeing in the Boys Club
Rock. And they're on eBay, all kind of shit. Yeah. That's smart, though. You buy them.
1,000 pairs, it says, of the limited edition sneaker.
He sold them all out?
1,000 for $400 each year.
Fucking dope. He always make, dude. He
hustle.
The next one will be a sweatsuit.
I'm going to do do-rags.
I do do-rags. I got picks coming out. I have a lotion. I have a shea butter. I have a shea butter. Shea butter's coming out. It's called butter. It's like it looks exactly like my hair. Buttery, smooth. I have a chicken, a fried chicken coming out. Wingstop.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be Trump wings.
Who would have thought that the president of the United States
come out
would sell
with
sneakers.
Fucking sneakers? I love it. It's he's NFTs. So he's so fucking crazy.
T-shirts.
He was selling two other pairs of shoes. I'm gonna try to see what those look like. There's a new cologne too. He sold.
There's a video of Trump like. Saying he's always been successful and all the shit that he failed. Did you see that? It's so good. He goes, I have new bedding, new sheets for those who want
to
put it over their head.
I
might have sent it to you.
Here, these are his other shoes, low top shoes.
Those aren't that bad.
Those kind of look like Yeezys.
It looks like Yeezys. Those looks like, I don't know. Trumpies. I call those Trumpies. Those are the new Donalds.
God, let me see if I can.
Yo. I think I sent him the failed projects.
This is the cologne he was selling with his face on it.
With his head.
You smell just like me.
Like the new Trump cologne.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
Watch this.
Hold on, let me see.
This is going to be the last one, and then we're out of here. Jesus, lower that.
I can't. Give me a second.
Holy shit, man. God damn. You
told me to get it and then you yelled at me.
I know.
Jesus.
I want you to get nervous and fuck up.
That's crazy, though.
All right. Here we go.
Can you imagine if Obama had it, came out with a sneaker?
Obama would be like, I don't think you know that Donald came out with a sneaker. Now, I'm the one that plays basketball. I'm not going to wear Donald sneakers.
No.
But I have the ones that are called the O-bombs because they're the bomb. So I don't even understand why a guy who doesn't go to the gym, have you ever seen him work out? The only thing running is his mouth. But I have a sneaker. It's called the O-bombs. And I guarantee you, you're going to be able to jump because I've been hooping for a long time. And this dumbass, he thinks he's just going to, you know. So I got mine coming out, my sneakers coming out, and I don't have Kanye as my consultant.
Can you imagine if Obama said, I'm dropping my sneaker.
Right after, like to interrupt. And then, Biden goes, I have a sneaker.
Sneakers, what?
I have a sneaker. It's a
slipper.
It's a geriatric shoe.
I accidentally put it in the fridge because I'm confused.
It's like, and you put on a Biden sneaker and you start tripping everywhere. You fall,
it's
you forget.
Flip-flop.
You forget what's
two left shoes.
It's two left.
What happened to the right ones?
I know. They broke. I was wearing a sneaker. And it broke. I was wearing a sneaker, and one of them let it. I've lost it. I lost the other sneaker. It's gone. I lost it in Israel. I think it was in Israel and Palestine. I had a sneaker in Israel, and I had it in Palestine. And so I brought it. I said, sneaker. I just think that it's about time that I drop my sneakers. All right. Yo, you going to show that real quick before we wrap this up?
3 minutes.
Here we go.
Enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed.
Yep.
Today, through the sharper image, you can enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper image, you
screaming?
Can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home with family, friends, any. So what do you think of my Trump Home Mattress Collection by Serta? Finally, the same luxury and comfort I demand in my hotels.
Oh, they'll never count sheep again.
Listen, Mr. Trump, please.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Trump, the game where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, the game from the Bracket.
I think you'll like it.
Vodka, and I'm very proud of the fact, actually, that I don't drink, but vodka. It's a vodka that people really like, and as you know, it's taken off like crazy.
Trump University.
Watch this, watch this.
Young professors that are absolutely terrific.
Watch this.
Terrific people, terrific brains.
Terrific
successful.
Brains.
We are going to have the best of the best. And honestly, if you don't learn from them, if you don't learn from me, if you don't learn from the people that we're going to be putting forward, and these are all people that are hand-picked by me, then you're just not going to make it in terms of the world.
Will be the Trump shuttle that services air commuters Trump between shuttle. Boston, New York, and Washington.
You had other people wanting this very much, as we all know. And
all of these failed.
Really a nice yeah. victory. It was a very sweet victory.
The shuttle service went up in typical Trump style.
We were the first plane out this morning. We were the most successful flight this morning. We had more people than anybody else, and I think we had better service than anybody else.
My suits will guarantee you're always boardroom ready. But every great suit needs a great shirt and tie. My dress shirts are 100% cotton, ensuring you look sharp all day long. Add a bold satin tie with the double Windsor knot, and that's a power statement. And one last tip. Top it off with a pair of elegant cufflinks, and you're ready for business. The Donald J. Trump Signature Collection, only at Macy's.
Failed.
The Trump Network wants to give millions of people renewed hope and with an exciting plan to opt out of the recession. Let's get out of this recession right now with cutting-edge health and wellness formulas and a system where you can develop your own financial independence. The Trump Network offers people the opportunity to achieve their American dream. I'm still looking.
Bottle of water, Trump water, actually. Most of
oh,
it,
this is great.
Some of it, we had to go to a much lesser quality water. You want to get those Trump bottles, I think, more than anybody else. But we're bringing a
beautiful coffee table book put out by Winning Team Publishing. Every photo awesome. In it, and there are many,
I give credit,
has been
though.
Picked by me. And every caption is my own.
Trading cards are back with a bang. Series 2, the
trading
collection
cards?
Features
trading
incredible
cards.
Artwork
great.
Of me as a rock star. And also a lot of people like to collect baseball
Monster
cards.
Trump.
Why settle for that when you
how
can collect
are
the
his
greatest
fans.
Trading card in history?
Trading, Trump trading cards?
And they love what
okay, let's see, wait.
That's the real deal.
Boss.
That's the real deal.
That's fucking... That is fantastic. That is,
I mean, in all fairness, he is a multi-billionaire, so he's probably had more things, avenues to get money than
he keeps it moving. He keeps
he
it going.
Had a casino that went bankrupt. I don't know how.
Remember USFL? He fucked up on USFL too.
And it's funny going through these, being like, "Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, I remember that." Like you just forget.
And
that
guess
even
what?
Existed.
Somebody bought. Some of that shit.
They sold out the sneakers. Yeah,
no, I'm not talking about the sneakers.
The
his shirts, they bought some of them. They started, they had
them. These are failed businesses, but aside from like maybe the airline and shit, most of them probably made him a ton of money before they failed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he made some dough and it went
say
to
what
shit.
You want, he's okay with money. Like
I love when he said, "They, I have people that have great brains, great brains." That shit happened. He just doesn't know big words. I have people in my, they have great brains, very, one of the these brains is so incredible that they think like brains, and they're better brains than any brain I've ever seen. I've seen bad brains.
Yeah.
And then there's really, really good brains, but we have great brains. If you don't have a great brain, you're not going to be good. You're not going to make it because my people, I handpicked these brains, touched every single brain, just like I pick my steaks. Everything is perfect. The brains are the best.
I love doing it.
Also, if anyone wants to send us Trump the game, it's $55 online right now.
Yo, send us Trump the game. Please send us
we
that shit.
We could do
shit.
An episode playing.
Please, send us all Trump products.
They, I saw the review that it's so complicated.
It must
that
be.
You can't. None of it makes sense.
But that's exactly what his business practices are. That's why he can't practice at $355 million fucking debt.
Said it makes Monopoly look
like Uno. Yo, that was awesome. This was fantastic, guys. I had a fucking. This was great. This was awesome. Night Owls, thank you for watching this. This was amazing.
GoFundMe.
First tell them where you're gonna be at. So you got some beats for us.
I'm gonna be with Godfrey up at NIAC. Come and check me out. Come and get this.
West NIAC
at the
New York Palisades. It's Palisades Mall.
Levity Live. Yeah,
Levity Live is in Palisades Mall.
Palisades Mall. Come get this work. The Dante Nero, DanteNero.com. Click on consult, and all my social medias at DanteNero.com. Holler at me, man. I'll see y'all Friday.
Yo, Thursday. Guys.
And the GoFundMe. And the GoFundMe.
Why you look like a 5-year-old?
I don't know.
And the GoFundMe. Don't forget, boss.
Don't forget, guys.
Hey, yo.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Don't forget about the GoFundMe, too. Okay. Yo, guys. Check it out. Follow me, Godfrey Podcast. That's the IG account. Until I hopefully in the next 2 weeks, cross your fingers, I'll be getting Godfrey Comedian back. Cross fingers. But make sure you guys are subscribing to the Godfrey Podcast account on IG. And make sure that you guys check us out at West NIAC. West NIAC, Levity Live. It's going to be fly. All you New Yorkers that always say, when you get me in, West NIAC, New York. If you're out there, come through. Levity Live is such a great club. The show is selling out. It's going to be dope as shit. And also, March 1st through the 3rd, come to Virginia Beach Funny Bone. Virginia Beach at Funny Bone in Virginia Beach.
I'm coming to.
March 1st. Will you just let me do this? March 1st through the 3rd. You're coming to that too. All right? I was going to do the March 10, but I'm going to be in Los Angeles. I'm doing San Jose Improv. San Jose in California. I'm doing the improv, the 8th and the 9th. Did you want to do that in California?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah? All right. San Jose, 8th and 9th, me and Dante. It's a beautiful fucking theater.
Yeah.
It's an old theater from the early 1900s. Man. San Jose Improv, the 8th and the 9th. Okay? All right. San Jose Improv, that's Bay Area. March 8th and 9th, and then March 28th to the 30th, Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. Comedy Zone. Okay? Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida. So, those are the dates for now. And you guys, I'm telling you, I'm worth it. And also, make sure you guys are subscribing to the Godfrey Podcast YouTube channel because I go live a lot and it's getting better and better.
Yeah, we went live together the other day. That was fun.
That was cool.
Works. Yeah.
I love that. And we're going to continue to do that if Mike's around. Also, subscribe to the channel and subscribe to, my website, GodfreyLive.com. It's very important that you check that. If you don't know where I'm going to be, go to the website. Don't always wait for me to come on live. Go to the comedy club schedule that you might have seen me in. Or
even
look
better,
up.
Go to your website and sign up for the mailing list and you don't ever have to look. You'll let them know.
I'll let them know. I need your emails on my email list.
I'm on a couple of these mailing lists. They're very good because like for bands and stuff, and when they're in town, you just get an email like, hey, this band, and if you don't like it, you delete it. If you do, you're like, oh shit, this band.
Yeah, I'm building my database. See, this is how you guys tell me. Hey man, you need don't kowtow to these people. Okay, but you got to show up. You got to support me. You have to. You have to support me so I don't have to answer these motherfuckers. Because when you got numbers, they come to you. I'm telling you, a lot of people are proving it, right? Also, GoFundMe. You can Google GoFundMe, Godfrey Comedy Special. You can Google it. If you don't know if you don't get the link, you can Google it. All right, go to the link. It's in the descriptions on every episode.
You cannot miss it.
And it's in the descriptions on my YouTube channel, the Godfrey Podcast.
And everything, yeah.
And it's on the bio on the IG, Godfrey Podcast IG. It's right in the bio. GoFundMe. I'm raising money for my own special. Donations accepted. Please, let's do that. $100, $1,000. Listen, if you got the money, send it to me. I'm not asking you one person for $200,000. I'm asking. Though.
There could be one very rich person watching.
And I don't mind it
now.
If they fuck with me, $200,000 today, let's do it. We can raise this money. It don't have to be in fucking drips. No. I got 454,000
And also,
subscribers.
When you're doing crowdfunding like this, is like fun things you could do for like event fundraisers and stuff. We could look into that as well.
Yes. Thank you. We can do all of that. And so let's do it, guys. All right. I think I've said everything. This has been great. Thank you guys for coming. Yo, this was fire. We'll see you next time, baby. Ah! Now you with the guard. I'll say you with